This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Parties that have 30, 40, 50 people in which you do not know the vaccination status of individuals. Those are the kind of functions in the context of COVID that you do not want to go to.
No, no, Frog, not this time. No more parties. No way. In O.
Ugh, you never want to have fun, George, and you never change. Every party has a pooper. That's why we invited you. Party pooper. Party pooper. Every party has a pooper. That's why we invited you.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And if that means a rematch against Donald Trump?
And now, as Festivus rolls on, we come to the feats of strength.
You're trying to tempt me now. Sure. Why would I not run against Donald Trump, even the nominee? That would increase the prospect of running.
Let's rumble!
Big, strong guy, Biden. Remember when he said he wants to take me to the back of the barn? One shot, he's got.
No offense, but this holiday's a little out there.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, and we've got a lot of Joe Biden cuts to get to and much more. Probably get to those next hour. That ABC interview he did with David Muir was a little bizarre. And, you know, the reason he probably
get
did
ready,
the,
pal.
Yeah, not that bizarre, but it was bizarre enough. I think he did the ABC interview because he didn't want anybody to see it. ABC's third-rate news network, if you want to call them that. So we'll get into that. And he gave an address today signing some building in law. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Some bill into law. He said building in law. So we'll get to that as well. But in the meantime, it is time for the Chump Line.
Joe Biden said in 3 years, if he can remember his own name, he'll run for re-election.
Pretty much. Yeah, he said if, you know, by that time I'm in the health I'm in now, then he said in good health. I don't know if he meant to put an or in between those statements. We'll see.
Jingle bell, Joe Biden smelled like vaccines and COVID testing.
Sounded like one of our youngest Chump Line callers ever. And not a bad one. It's better than Jingle Bell's Batman smells. To all the Batman lovers out there. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, sending a huge shout out to our dealers throughout New England. Thanks to you, and actually because of you, our entire team will be getting an extra week's vacation this year. After 9 months of overtime, they deserve it. Merry Christmas.
As Sleepy Joe wakes every day with Doc Jill, dons his tinfoil cap and takes his stimulus pill. The media has his backside every day. No difficult questions, he's been known to say. He rules the country with reckless abandon, and all we can do is yell, "Let's go, Brandon!"
Very good. A very good take on 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I don't think he wears a tinfoil hat, though. He's more like a puppet than a conspiracy theorist. But I'll go along with it.
This is Joe Biden. Come on, man. Thanks to me, all the shows are full again. You can get all the $40 steaks, $6 gallons of milk, and $10 loaves of bread you want. No joke!
Took a look at our oil bill today. Just got it filled this morning. Yikes. Grocery bill. You know, it's gotten to the point we absolutely just get the bare necessities. We're not going in for the luxury snacks. There's no snacks in the house. And you know what? I could stand that. I could stand not to have too many more snacks. But it's depressing. The peanut butter alone. Good God. It's expensive. I don't buy soda. I don't drink soda. Last night, I felt like a rum and cherry Coke. And I don't have cherry Coke in the house, so I went to the store and just got a little bottle. Not a liter, but, you know, one of the smaller bottles.
Yeah, 20-ounce bottles?
Yeah, yeah, cherry Coke. My wife said she wanted a ginger ale. For two 20-ounce bottles, cost me almost $5. It's outrageous.
Lovey, can you believe we're stuck with Fall River Frank on Festivus? It's almost as painful as listening to Sinatra Family wish you a Merry Christmas. Speaking of which, what's gray, fluffy, and hasn't been worn since Christmas 1997?
Sinatra's toupee.
Frank Sinatra's toupee.
I saw that one coming. Oh, my God. It's not one of the greatest albums, but the Sinatra Family Christmas album. It's a good one. I've got two copies, one sealed. The other one I listened to.
If Kamala Harris had gone to visit the border, then she would have seen the COVID coming in great, big, giant, huge waves.
You could call them caravans. Yes, you could see the COVID coming in. Yeah, because she said, we didn't see it coming. We didn't see Delta coming. We didn't see Omicron coming. But yeah, you could have seen it coming if you had stood along the border. Sure.
The socialists devised this bill right down to the letter. And they let plugs name it Build Back Better. This is a pen by the same clan that are pulling the strings for the demented bedwetter.
Ooh, very good. Demented bedwetter. It's not often you rhyme things with demented bedwetter, but Limerick Guy found a way to do it. Very good, Limerick Guy.
I guess if the old saying, every knock a boost, applied to Joe Biden, he'd be polling at 100%.
That's true. And Joe is fond of old sayings. You know, like, lemonade is made out of lemons. Build back better is an old phrase, according to Joe Biden. That old saying, build back better. And he's also a fan of I can't even say it with a straight face. Historical averages. We're at the all-time historical average, he said, just yesterday.
'Twas the fright before Christmas when Joe Biden announced there'd be doom and death lurking all through the house. The boosters were hung by the chimney with care in hope that St. Fauci soon would be there.
Who would you rather have visit your house on Christmas night? Dr. Anthony Fauci or Krampus? Krampus, for those that aren't familiar, is, I believe, a German folkloric tale of the, pretty much the anti-clause. It's like a demonic Santa.
Yes, he'll put you in his almost child-sized sack and beat you with a burlap whip.
Something like that. Yeah, it's all your punishment for, if you're on the naughty list, Krampus comes to get you.
Still a more likable troll than Fauci.
Yeah, I'd probably take my chances with Krampus.
This is Charlie Parker. It's a good thing I got the soldiers in the National Guard to bail me out for firing all those medical people. COVID is real!
Isn't it so bizarre that the National Guard is just, it's like the Stretch Armstrong of careers. You're supposed to be able to do anything and everything and twist every which way and bend this way and that way. What is the training like for the National Guard nowadays? You watch an episode of Medic or Emergency, then a couple of episodes of The Honeymooners so you can get your bus driving expertise in. And what else are they doing? They're probably in the schools as well, helping out there. It's amazing. All the things you can be. Oh, the places you'll go if to the vaccine you say no.
Taylor, Anthony Fauci calling. I want to thank you for taking tomorrow off so that you can perform at my birthday party. Now remember, first, you provide the booster passport at the door, and then you wait for me to blow out my 81 candles, and then you sing Dominic the Donkey, Frank Sinatra style, and extra loud, too, so that we can hear you through the three masks.
The three masks. I don't remember getting an invitation to Dr. Fauci's birthday party. Does that call count as an invitation? When is his birthday?
I think it is actually tomorrow is his birthday.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah. Did you check the hollow of a tree in the woods? The invitation might be in there.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci and I have close birthdays, but he's going to be 81 this year, right? It was his 80th last year. Or was that 2 years ago? Time means nothing to me anymore, just like so many other people.
He will be 81.
81 years old. A very happy unbirthday to you, Dr. Fauci.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
And he is Italian. He might like Frank. Listen, it's just money. I take the money and I sing. That's what I do. I don't care who it's for, really. Money is green from no matter whom it comes from. You can even pay me in Bitcoin if you like. Sometimes I prefer to be paid in Bitcoin. Today's one of those days. 844-500-4242. That's the Chump Line, the recorded voice message system of the Howie Carr Show. You can leave your message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 on weekdays by calling 844-500-4242 and pressing 2 to access the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you don't hear your message or you just want to hear more messages, you can listen to our podcast version of the Chump Line. We call it Chopped Chumps. They're all the messages that made it to the cutting room floor. We picked them up, stitched them together, and put them back into Chopped Chumps, accessible wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, sending a huge shout out to our dealers throughout New England. Thanks to you, and actually because of you, our entire team will be getting an extra week's vacation this year. After 9 months of overtime, they deserve it. Merry Christmas.
Jingle bell, Joe Biden smells like vaccines and COVID testing.
It's creative, thoughtful, in the spirit of the season. It has the Howie Carr Show stamp of approval. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Don't mind Howie. He's just jealous he doesn't get as many days off as a Massachusetts state employee.
But you don't think me ill used if I pay a day's wages for no work, do you? Hmm?
'Tis only once a year, sir. It's a poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
.201 says, Mike Dutra sounds like Sinatra. You sound like a Broadway soy boy. I beg your pardon.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
I know Mike Dutra. Mike Dutra is a friend of mine. Seriously. And he does sound a lot like Sinatra. In fact, that's why he bills himself as a Sinatra impersonator. I am not a Sinatra impersonator. And Mike's a great guy. In fact, has the same birthday as Frank. So happy belated birthday, Mike, December 12th. He's down in Florida right now. Maybe he's listening. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by the 110 Grill. 110 Grill is expanding into Florida, where you'll soon be able to enjoy all of the favorites you've come to know and love here in and around New England. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did the jury reach the right decision in the Kim Potter trial?
Yes, based on the laws that they were given to adhere by. Yeah.
28% say yes, 72% say no.
Just about the same. 844-500-4242. I hope you're not planning on going to Times Square and expecting a normal celebration because you won't find it. That's largely in part because of Mayor Bill de Blasio, his crazy mandates, vaccine passports. Yeah, you would have to have a vaccine passport if you're going anywhere to eat in New York City, right? But announced today, Mayor Bill de Blasio says attendees at the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration will have to wear masks. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced today. There will also be fewer people in viewing areas to allow for some social distancing. Usually there are 58,000 people allowed in the viewing areas. This year, about a third of that, less than a third of that, just about 15,000 people are allowed. New requirements are in addition to a vaccination requirement that was already in place for almost all attendees over the age of 5.
Your papers, please.
Why do you have a vaccine requirement to stand outside? That's the strangest thing I've ever heard. You have to have a vaccine requirement? You have to be vaccinated to go outside? No. The Times Square New Year's Eve celebration next week will be scaled back, and attendees will have to wear masks. 15,000 people allowed, and visitors, you can't, a lot of people would camp out in the Times Square viewing areas like days in advance, which, again, why you would want to do that, I have no idea. But now they can't go until 3 p.m. New Year's Eve. So, hey, happy holidays, everybody. 844-500-4242. I did want to play the third part of the officer, Gianna Mullane, who confronted Michelle Wu today at her precinct in Boston. She's a pregnant police officer. We had her on the show last hour, and she stood up to Michelle Wu and asked her to sign something that would put the liability on her if something should happen to any police officers, public servants serving the city of Boston, if they took the jab and got sick or died because of the jab or came down with any myocarditis or anything like that. Michelle Wu was fairly silent, but she did want to show some concern for Officer Mullane's pregnancy and asked how that's going, and Officer Mullane responded, this is Cut 26.
So, a couple things. One, I really appreciate you taking the time to be here, and hope the last trimester is going well.
I deliver 10 weeks in 10 weeks. I'm supposed to have this vaccine, 2 doses of it a month before I deliver. I have gone through numerous fertility treatments. I've had miscarriages. I've done everything in my power to stay safe and healthy and to have this baby. Do you understand what it's like every time you look at a negative pregnancy test and you doubt yourself, your husband's doubting himself, your whole family's trying to stand behind you and support you, but you do nothing but blame yourself? So I'm being forced to take this vaccine to support my family. I'm also a mother of 6-year-old triplets. We live in the city. We work in the city. My husband's a Boston fireman. This is what we do. This is where we're from. I, too, come from an immigrant family. When my family came here from Italy, the first places they stepped was here in Boston. So I understand that. And coming from a family like that, I never thought I'd step up to be a police officer. I appreciate you, as a mother of young children, accepting your higher calling. I accepted mine.
That's awful. Awful that they have to be put through this, and again, they sacrifice so much above and beyond whatever this call is. It's just a call to join the sheep. How many stories have you heard of people having premature births or miscarriages? Absolutely terrible. Police Blotter Facts Friday coming up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Happy Festivus, a Merry Christmas. We are off tomorrow, so we'll have an actual show. It'll be all best of segments on the Howie Carr Show and for the Grace Curley Show as well. But a regular feature would have been missed tomorrow, but were it not for the good graces of the aptly named Grace Curley, who has been so kind and generous with her time. She's staying late today so we can have Police Blotter Facts Friday on a Thursday. And we'll have the Police Blotter Facts Friday music in just a moment. But you know how it works. You send in your police blotter, Facts Friday stories, funny stories, please, to grace@howiecarshow.com. This time each week, well, actually Fridays at this time each week, we read the funniest stories in our opinion, and we, the winners get a prize if they make the top two funniest stories in our opinion. And Grace, what will they be winning this week?
They're going to get a copy of What Really Happened. It's all about Donald Trump and how he won the election in 2016, despite the odds.
Sounds good. Do we have the music?
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All right, so these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize.
Yes, here we go. First runner-up, Florida woman poisons boyfriend's drink because he wouldn't shut up.
We had this one last week.
Oh, we did?
I don't know if I got to it, though. So
no, it came out on Saturday. You couldn't have had it last week.
I did this last week. I know I printed it out last week.
Okay, well, I'll skip that one then.
No, I read it again. I'm not sure if I read the whole thing.
Alvis Parrish is facing charges of poisoning food or water with intent to kill or injure. Deputies responded to a home on December 7th in reference to a poisoning. Parrish was sitting on her front porch yelling at them, reported local news outlets. As deputies got closer to her, Parrish reportedly said, "Yeah, I did it," because he wouldn't shut the bleep up. As she was being handcuffed, Parrish went on to say, "I gave him just enough to shut him up and call y'all so he wouldn't die. Do whatever you want, but if you don't take me, I will kill him." The man appeared extremely lethargic and told deputies he didn't know why he was so tired. Parrish allegedly spiked her boyfriend's lemonade with Seroquel?
Sure.
Which can reportedly make you feel sleepy.
Seroquel, maybe?
Seroquel.
I don't know.
He said, "Not sure why she would give me that. I don't take Seroquel." Yeah, that's the point, bro.
As Joe Biden says, you know, lemonade is made out of Seroquel lemons.
The man said he didn't notice if his lemonade tasted weird. He was later taken to the hospital. It said a bottle of lemonade with a powdery substance at the bottom was found by deputies inside
the home. You gotta stir it.
I know. If there's like, powder at the bottom of anything, you gotta be wary.
Like Crystal Light, that powder stuff you put in your water to make it taste not like water.
Mm-hmm.
Make lemonade out of lemons.
And Seroquel, that's what Hunter adds.
Beverly man robs Melrose Bank twice in one morning.
Wow. The same bank? Or different branches?
So it's the same bank. A Beverly man who police said robbed a Main Street bank twice in the same morning was arrested. Richard Valenti was arrested and charged with armed robbery with a firearm. He was taken into custody after a report of someone matching his description acting suspicious around Melrose Wakefield Hospital. Valenti demanded cash from a teller inside a Bank of America while motioning towards his waist in an apparent reference to possibly having a weapon. Valenti left with the cash but came back a short time later demanding and receiving more cash.
It makes sense when you think about it. You're already familiar with the tellers.
It
you
worked.
You know the bank has more money. They didn't give you all the money.
Yeah.
And you're on a better, I don't know, just better speaking basis. Pardon me, I'm having a super beat and they're great.
Yeah, they are great, and that's actually the sponsor of today's Police Blotter Facts Friday. If you add two delicious plant-based Super Beats heart chews to your morning routine or like Taylor to your afternoon routine, you can have a heart-healthy energy without the caffeine crash. And right now, for our listeners, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeats.com/Howie. That is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. All right. See, now I'm nervous every time it's going to be one you already read.
I'll let you know if it is.
Banker driving.
I don't remember her face, so.
It's a man.
See?
Banker driving Porsche punched girl. An investment banker driving a Porsche convertible.
A Honda, I could see, but a Porsche?
Punched a 16-year-old girl in the face after berating the teenager for cutting him off in traffic on a Florida roadway.
A Another Florida story. Florida man.
Stephen Irwin Saunders IV.
Steve Irwin? Crikey. Good eye, mate.
Became enraged Thursday evening when the victim...
What a whopper of a crock cut in front of me in traffic, mate.
The victim accidentally cut him off in traffic. 47-year-old Saunders IV followed the girl to an intersection where she supposedly cut in front of him. He stopped her at the red light. Saunders exited his Porsche and yelled, "What the bleep are you doing, you stupid?"
"What the bleep are you doing, mate?
You stupid bleep. You cut me off."
Well, you know why he was so mad, don't you, Grace?
Why?
Steve Irwin. He's been cut off before by a Corvette Stingray.
Oh. Saunders then allegedly reached into the driver's side window and punched her in the face with a closed fist. The juvenile got a good look at her assailant's vehicle because it is very distinct. It's a white and black convertible Porsche with 911 boldly printed on the driver's side door. That's the thing. Not that you should be punching anyone in the face, but if you're in a very distinct getaway car.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's like too obvious.
Yeah, I tried, with the exception of during the election season, I tried not to have any bumper stickers on my car. One, because that was an identifying marker. Not
yes.
that I was going to do anything wrong in my car, but I just didn't want my car to be as easily identifiable as somebody who had a bumper sticker.
Well, it's the same reason they say, like, if you have the option between a red car and a black car, you should get a black car, because the red car really...
Red, yellow, those are stay-away colors.
Yeah, and yep. it sparks the police interest if they mm-hmm. want to pull someone over. Oh, look at Mr. Fancy Pants and his red car. Who
well,
does
now,
he think he is, Santa
you
Claus?
Aren't you now stereotyping police officers? They just go after red and yellow vehicles?
Perhaps, but that's just what science says. I'm following the science.
Follow the science.
Christmas tree dispute ends with man's arrest for domestic battery.
What was the dispute? Real tree or fake tree?
No, it was actually just getting a tree, whether or not they should get one.
Really?
Yeah. A domestic argument over whether to purchase a Christmas tree turned violent, resulting in the arrest of a Florida man for allegedly battering his girlfriend. Levi Metcalf intentionally elbowed the 36-year-old victim in the face during an argument over a Christmas tree. Metcalf's girlfriend told police that she wanted to buy a Christmas tree for their apartment, as why shouldn't she want one?
Mm-hmm.
And he did not want to buy one.
Levi didn't want one. Levi Metcalf did not want a Christmas tree.
No, and he claims the elbow in the face was accidental.
Hmm. I believe there was a South Coast Health CEO that also said something was accidental. He's been charges dropped against Keith Hovind, by the way.
Oh. This is a very Christmas-themed police blotter facts Friday. Devin Rattray, Buzz McAllister in Home Alone.
Wait, hold on, Grace. Did they end up getting the tree?
Oh, no. I think they ended up talking to the police, not getting the tree.
Well, they spent the tree money on bail, probably.
Yes. Devin Rattray, Buzz McAllister in Home Alone, arrested on domestic assault charges.
Buzz? Woof.
Yeah. It's crazy that it doesn't just involve Buzz. It involves his girlfriend.
Woof.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. This happened in Oklahoma City. The actor who was in town for the Oklahoma Pop Christmas Con and his girlfriend went to a restaurant where she said he consumed several shots of alcohol and a bottle of wine, leaving him intoxicated.
Yeah, he's a big fella, isn't he?
Yes. The pair later went to another establishment, the Coyote Ugly Saloon, where he reportedly drank more shots. When two women at the bar, this gets very interesting. When two women at the bar asked for his autograph.
Why?
Rattray's girlfriend gave them two pre-signed cards.
Oh, come on.
According to the affidavit, an angry Rattray began arguing with his girlfriend because she did not charge the women for the signed cards. The argument continued in their hotel room, where Rattray allegedly pushed his girlfriend onto a bed and put one hand on her throat and another over her mouth. "This is how you die," he allegedly said.
That's going to put a damp, because there's a new Home Alone movie that came out, and he's in it. He's a cop in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard reviews about it.
I mean, I'll be honest, and it's not because he looks particularly
friendly,
bad or anything. Like he doesn't look bad, but I wouldn't recognize him. And I've seen Home Alone a million times.
Really? You wouldn't? He's got a very distinctive face. Kind of got that pug nose still.
I don't think I would recognize him in a bar, but these women did. You'd think he'd be excited to be recognized.
Well,
he's just trying to make a buck.
He's still living off of that movie all these years later. If he's selling pre-signed autographs, he couldn't. Come on, dude. Just sign an autograph in a bar.
But he's got them at the ready.
Or just say no. He's the one that pulled him out of his coat pocket, right?
The girlfriend. So he doesn't think she was being a good agent.
Oh, boy. Too bad.
When we get back, I have the two winners and maybe some other runners up.
844-500-4242. More police blotter facts Friday to come. But first, Eden Pure has done it again. The three-pack for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. One listener wrote, I already owned two and bought another for my brother because of his sinuses. He called to thank me and told me he had a noticeable improvement almost from the moment he turned it on. Thanks again to Howie and Grace, which is where I first heard about this device. This is your chance now to get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. You'll get three units for under $200, and you'll save $200 holding it up right now. It's very easy to operate. There's one knob on this device, and that's all you need to get nice, clean, fresh air in your house, workplace, or even your car. You can get one for your basement, your first floor, maybe one for a family member as a Christmas gift. It might be a little late, but, you know, they are shipping them out as quickly as they get their orders. But if you're having a party maybe next week, you can get the Eden Pure in time for that. We have six here at the studio that we use. The air always smells fresh, never any lingering odors from, say, microwaved fish or nachos or anything like that. And Howie and the mailroom manager have some in Palm Beach. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters. That saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie Carr, put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie Carr, use code word Howie3. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
It's time to wrap up Police Blotter Facts Friday on a Thursday. Limerick Guy says, Grace, why would you pine over a Christmas tree?
Very good.
Ha 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 ha.
I mean, Christmas trees can cause a lot of debate. I think healthy debate based off real tree, fake tree, you know, the size of the tree. But I don't think we should come to blows over this as people.
No, absolutely not. I'll go for real tree every single year that I'm alive, I think. I could change my mind one day when I get a little older, but I like the look, the feel of a real tree. They don't have that smell anymore, though. I don't smell my tree.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to get just a candle.
We have a candle, and I don't like it because we're faking it this much. We might as well get a fake tree.
I know. And you know what, though? It is true that there is just something different about a real tree, and you only do it once a year, you know? So it's like, why not?
Yeah. I like Jim Gaffigan's bit about Christmas trees. Have you ever seen? He says, it's really the actions of a drunken person, right? Go outside, cut down a tree, bring it in here. All right, take these lights outside and put them on your house. It's a funny little
bit. Used to get like a big tree when I was little, and every once in a while, if it wasn't screwed in right, after like the night of decorating it, we'd all be upstairs and you would just hear whoosh.
Yep.
And my mom would go, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's wrap up Police Blotter Facts Friday on a Thursday.
Man accused of setting fire to Popeye's restaurant.
And I set fire to the Popeye's restaurant.
In Houston, investigators issued an arrest warrant for a man accused of setting fire to a Popeye's. Anthony Washington.
Fried, not flame broiled. What's his name, Anthony?
Anthony.
Come on, man.
Yeah, the fire caused $5,000 worth of damages.
Oh, that was a small fire.
When questioned, Washington said he started the fire using a lighter and other materials at hand. He added that he lit the fire because he was probably upset.
Was he trying to prove how resourceful he was? Other materials in my immediate vicinity.
He was probably upset and people were picking on him. I don't like that.
Why were they picking on him?
He doesn't elaborate. Not a reason to start a fire, though.
Anthony.
All right, now this is the story that I got sent several times this week. This is popping up in my inbox all week long. Florida man busted with meth and coke wrapped around his penis.
Oh.
Tells cops it's not his.
No, somebody else put it there, obviously.
Florida police arrested a man who had meth and cocaine wrapped in baggies around his penis.
Oh my goodness.
This is Pinellas, Florida. Patrick Florence was in the passenger seat of the car. Authorities searched the vehicle and found a gun under Florence's seat and
that,
proceeded.
Let me guess, Grace, that wasn't his either?
Yeah, I'm sure not. This is, he's a victim of circumstance. This was a setup, as Nancy Pelosi
would
say.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Then they found the drugs wrapped around his penis in two plastic baggies.
Oh my.
Florence stated the package wrapped around his penis was not his. He was charged with four felonies, including possession of cocaine, meth, ammunition, and a firearm.
Well, whose did he say they were?
I don't think... You know what my favorite is?
Were they Anthony's?
When people just say it landed there, you know, or it got caught.
Yeah.
It fell somewhere and
must
landed.
Must have gotten mixed in with my laundry.
Yes.
Yeah.
A review of Florence's criminal record shows he's been arrested more than 20 times for drug-related offenses.
Oh, man. So they must have been his, I would imagine.
I'm going to say, and I'm not an inspector, I don't even pretend to be one, but I'm going to guess they were his.
Grace, you didn't have any animal stories this week?
I didn't. And you know what? I hate to say this, but it is a short week. And I think people really
start to
get going around Thursday night.
You know, the animal stories, yeah. The animals, they're not only nocturnal, they're usually only active on Thursdays. And then we get the stories on Friday.
Well, you know what I call Thursday? Friday Junior.
Friday Junior,
and
yes.
Friday Junior can really get people
a little rambunctious.
But I think up to this point, it's been a little bit quiet. But I think next week, Taylor, it's going to be a raucous police blotter fest.
You observing Festivus this evening?
I am.
Got the aluminum pole?
Yes.
Do the airing of grievances around the family table?
Yes.
Feats of strength?
Although, you know what I will say? I think every day should be a little bit of Festivus. Because if you don't air your grievances once in a while.
Oh, I make sure.
You build
Festivus
that up.
I keep the Festivus spirit all year round.
No, I know you do.
The spirit of Festivus for the rest of us is abundant in my life. 603 says, is that meth and coke in baggies wrapped around your penis, or are you happy to see me? My favorite police song, wrapped around your penis.
Guys, that's it for Police Blotter Facts Friday. Have a very Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, Grace. To you and all your family. We'll be right back to wrap things up. Last hour of the Howie Carr Show before Christmas. Stay tuned.